Lord, as we come before your throne once again,
主啊，我们再次来到你的宝座前的时候，
we seek that living water.
好，我们来寻找那活水。
That will take us, that will elevate us to another level.
活水会把我们提升到另外一个高度。
And we ask for the work of your Spirit tonight in that elevation.
主，我们求你啊，圣灵在我们当中来做工，来做这样的提升。
And I ask that you would speak your agenda.
主，我们求你在这里让你自己的计划可以展开。
It is about your kingdom.
都在你的国度。
It is about your desire.
在你的愿望。
It is about your working.
在你自己做工。
You're working in each one of our individual lives.
你在我们每个人个人的生命当中的做工。
So Lord, now as we're looking at changing things on the spot.
就我们要在要在看这样现场就要做一些调整改变的时候。
We just submit this time to you.
就我们就把这段时间交在你的手中。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You give both of us about 10% more monitor, both of ours. Okay, we've been talking about the river of life and the river of water of life.
我们一直在谈生命河的水。
And there are two ideas that are really, really important behind this.
那在这个后面有两个概念非常的重要。
One is that this water will make us not thirst again.
那第一个就是说到这个活水会让我们不再渴。
It's not about every aspect of our lives that we will not thirst again, but there are certain aspects of our lives that God will touch that we will never thirst again in those aspects.
不是说我们生命每一个方面都不再干渴，而是在神触摸到的我们那些生命的区域，我们就不会再渴。
And as we continue to grow and walk in Him, we will drink this water in other aspects of our lives and continue to get closer and closer to Him.
那我们在继续的来喝这样的一个生命活水的河的水的时候，那我们就会一直在不停的提高，一直提高到不同的生活的领域。
The other idea,
那另外一个概念
，which is even more important,
是更为重要的
，is that once that thirst has been quenched,
就是这样的一个干渴一旦被这样化解了
，in certain aspect of our lives,
那我们生命中有一些的方面。
The Lord expects us to become the wellsprings, the river that carries that water of life to others.
那么神呢，他会期待我们成为这样的一个泉源，就是我们来承载这样的一个活水，带到别人的生命当中。
In other words, to become His testimonies.
换句话就是我们要成为他的见证人。
Remember what I said last night about sort of a dream or a vision that God has given me about MTC?
记不记得昨天晚上我提到说神就感觉特会给我的这个意象或者意梦，
也不是意象意梦 ，just a desire。
一个梦想，一个愿望。
Is that MTC will draw people not because of our programming？
那就是这感觉特会它吸引人来，不是因为它的节目制作多好
，but it will draw leaders from all over the world。
而是吸引世界各地的领袖到
，the political leaders, business leaders,
不管是政界还是商界的领袖
，religious leaders, educational leaders,
宗教界、教育界
，it will draw all these people like Solomon drew all the people around his region to come to visit him.
那他吸引就是周围许多的人，就像所罗门他当时吸引在当地许许多多的要人一样。
Why would they come?
他们为什么要来这里？
Because from this place it oozes that water of life.
因为在这个地方，它会兴起来这样的一个生命水的河。
And that water of life flowing from you and I, those of us who are being equipped to become that river.
那这个生命的活水是从你和我这样流淌出来，就是你和我在这方面有一些装备可以流淌这个活水。
To do what?
来做什么？
To bring about solutions to some of the world's toughest problems.
就是要来带下这个世界一些最艰难的这些问题的答案。
Just like the time of Joseph, the 7 years are coming, and it's going to be one tough problem to solve.
就像在约瑟的这个时代，有7年的荒年就要来，饥荒之年要来到，那是一个很 困难的一个问题来解决。
And all the smartest people, all the smartest PhDs in this world cannot solve these problems.
那这个世界上最聪明的这些最有智慧的这个博士们都没有办法解决这样的问题。
And the Lord's going to use somebody like us, you and I, perhaps we look like prisoners to them, and He's going to inject us with that water of life.
那神就要来使用像你我这样子的，也许对于这样世界上来讲，就像一个囚犯一样，但是神要注入这样子的一个生命活。
And when that water of life flows through us, we will bring solutions and understanding to them that will solve some of the toughest problems in this world.
所以当这样子的一个生命活的水在我们里面这样涌流出来，注入到我们里面的时候，我们就可以来解决这个世界上一些最尖端、最难、困难的一些问题。
And that will be the testimony that we bring to this world.
这就是我们可以带给这个世界的见证。
This is the expectation the Lord has for us, actually, in the Great Commission.
实际上，这个就是在大使命当中，神对我们每一个人的一个期待。
Originally, I was going to read through Ezekiel chapter 47.
我原本要打算把以西结书第四十七章都要通读一遍。
And by the way, Pastor Leanne spoke on Ezekiel chapter 47 this morning.
顺便提一下，连牧师今天早上他也就以西结书四十七章有来讲到。
And from Russ, what he told me with his little preview of his messages.
Russ 提到就是他的一些来稍微对他的信息给了我们一点点的这个预告。
He's going to talk about Ezekiel 47 also tomorrow.
所以明天他也要谈到以西结书第四十七章。
And we didn't plan this.
我们根本没有事先计划。
And how many of you have read Ezekiel 47 even before you come here?
您来之前有多少人来读过这章经文？
It's not one of those verses that I would, you know, go to bed with my child and pray over.
这不是一节经文说我们晚上会带孩子睡觉。
It's a very obscure passage.
那个是一个比较含糊的，不太容易明白的经文。
But the Lord brought that same passage to all three of us.
但是神
independently
这样一个经文分别的这样来带给我们三个人。
And since I'm sandwiched in the middle,
就好像我这样像一个三明治一样被夹在当中。
I'm not going to read the chapter for you today, okay?
所以我今天就不再读这段经文了。
But what I'm going to say to you is that Ezekiel 47 is really a picture of the Great Commission.
那在这里我要跟大家提的就是以西结书第四十七章，它就是一个大使命的一幅画面。
That this water flowing out from his temple,
那这样从圣殿当中流出来的水
flowing to deeper and deeper waters,
那它越来越深的进入
wider and wider rivers,
为什么这样有有深水呢
wider and wider rivers,
然后越来越伸展到这个水河中
into places of salty water
然后就进到这些咸水的当中
and this river when it flows to those places
那这样一个河流它会流到一些地方
so it will give life to those places
那它会在那些地方带下生命
creatures will then begin to live in the Dead Sea
那在那样死海里面的这些活物会重新活过来
this really is a picture of the Great Commission
这实在就是大大使命的一幅图画。
Let's relate it back to this whole idea of water of life and the river that flows.
我们再一次来连接回到这样的生命水的河，还有这样一个流淌的河流。
And for us to understand what our role is as the river of life, I think it's useful to try to have a more detailed understanding of the Great Commission.
那为了让我们更明白我们在这个生命河水当中我们所扮演的一份角色我想我们应该来更深的来了解这样的一个生命这个河
The Great Commission really has,
这个大使命
to me really has three components three areas in scripture
对我来讲大使命它分就是三个部分这个经文里面是讲到三个部分
The most famous one that all of us know is Matthew 28 make disciples of all nations
那最有名的这段经文大家都熟知的就是在马太福音第二十八章就是说使万民做门徒
I call this the call this is the call of the Great Commission
我把这个称为呼召这个就是大使命的呼召
but the Lord also tells us
但是主同时告诉我们
in Revelation 18:4
那在启示录第十八章第四节
that we have to come out of Babylon
就说我们要从巴比伦出来
we have to be independent of this Babylonian economic political system that we live in today
我们必须从我们现在所居住的这个巴比伦的政治和经济系统当中
这样独立出来, because it's going to collapse. And so this to me is what I called the outcome of the Great Commission. This is in making disciples of all the world's people.
这就是让, 全世界万民都来做门徒,
into the deep waters of the world. The result, what we have to achieve is the ability to be independent from Babylon. In other words, we have to be able to influence the culture of their marketplaces.
换句话就是说我们需要来影响职场的文化。
And that we ourselves have to be a powerful economic marketplace.
那么我们自己需要是一个非常健全的一个经济体系。
But the third component about the Great Commission
大使命的第三部分
is what I call the process.
是我把它称为过程。
Jesus, when he gave us the call, Matthew 28, he didn't tell us how to do it.
在马太福音28章 主耶稣告诉我们来做大使命的时候 他没有告诉我们具体怎么做
He just told us to do it
他只是告诉我们去做而已
And then in Revelation 18:4 is to do how much, how big, how wide, what's the outcome
那在启示录第18章第4节 他只是有说到我们做的有规模有多大多广多宽
But the most exciting part for me, at least for me, I think, is the process. How do you go about doing it?
但是对我来讲,最让我兴奋,至少对我来讲,就是这个过程,就是你到底要去怎么去做?
Sometimes I call this, this passage the Great Commission Revelation.
有时候我把这部分称为大使命的启示。
Because this is the same time that Jesus is giving the Matthew 28, is the same time, right before he got levitated to the sky.
那因为这段经文所赐下来的时间是跟马太福音28章是一样, 就是在耶稣这样被提升, 升天之前,
he doesn't command us.
他没有这样命令我们,
he reveals to us what we need to do to accomplish the command.
那他来向我们启示说我们需要做到什么可以完成他的命令。
It's by being his witnesses to the deep waters of the world through the Holy Spirit.
就是借着圣灵可以在这个世界的水深之处来做他的见证人。
And this idea of being Christ's witnesses is very key to this whole thing about the water of life.
那这样做耶稣的见证人这个概念对于生命水的河来讲是一个非常
Jesus said that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you will be my witnesses.
那耶稣说当圣灵降在你们身上你们就必得着能力你们要做我的见证。
And this witness is to be the stream that actually carries that living water.
那么这个见证实际就是要成为承载这个活水的江河或者水流。
And which is the power of the Holy Spirit. I did not show this, this verse in the beginning, but in John chapter 7, it says that the living water is actually the Holy Spirit.
那这段经文我, 一开始没有把它打出来, 但是在, 约翰福音第七章, 那你说, 说这个, 活水实际就是圣灵,
and the power that he manifests through us.
那他透过我们彰显的能力,
and we're to be witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth. Into the deep waters that goes into the salty areas.
那么就要进到这样的水深之处,一直进到这样,水咸的地方,
this is not just talking about distance, you know, far. It is also talking about places that you cannot touch the bottom and you will feel very insecure. You will feel like you cannot stand.
但同时也说到你进到一个很水很深的地方你会觉得很没有安全感因为你的脚没有办法站立踏住这样的一个地面。
But this is what Ezekiel 47 paints for us.
这就是在以西结第47章为我们
That we're to be the river of life, or the river of water of life that flows into the deep places.
我们就要来做这样的一个生命水的这个河, 要来流向水深之处,
to the ends of the earth,
一直到地极,
which could be your marketplace, it could be your offices today.
那这个可以就指你现在的职场, 你现在的办公室所在的,
and we're to transform them by the witness through the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要来转化这样的一个地方, 要成, 借着圣灵的大能做见证的方式。
And I think it's really key for us as a church that if we want to shift culture,
那对我们基督徒来讲，如果我们想转变这个文化，很关键的一点就是
，We must really begin to examine what does it mean to be a witness.
啊，我们需要来真实的去查看到底做见证是什么含义。
You know, what is the witness when you call somebody to the witness stand?
啊，当你这样子来 call yourself.
When you call somebody to the witness stand, Joshua Pua, come to the witness stand right now.
把一个人叫到这个前台前，让他来做这个见证的时候，你到底是什么含义？
What is the purpose of a witness?
到底这个见证的目的是什么？
When you want to be a witness to somebody, you have to be understandable. You have to be relevant to them.
当你来要向某人做见证的时候，他必须能够明白你在做什么，而且你的见证跟他要有相关性。
If you cannot be understandable, how can you be a testimony?
如果他没有办法明白你所做的、你说的，你怎么样可以做见证呢？
Do we as a church really take this seriously sometimes? Do we do things to for other people that don't understand?
我们在教会里面是不是有时候也把这个都非常认真的去对待呢？我们做的这个见证是不是别人可以明白？
You know, sometimes we can come here to these kind of meetings and just get zapped by the Holy Spirit and act really, very strange.
有时候我们来到这一类的这样的一个聚会，我们可以在圣灵的这样子的一个同在当中被圣灵这样击倒，好像看起来非常这样。
That's okay. That's a witness to those of us here who's relevant and understanding.
但那是。是好的，是对我们这些可以明白的，而且可以去觉得有相关性的人，是好的一件事情。
But if we're going to go to the deep waters of this world, do we think about what does it mean to be relevant and understandable to them?
但是当我们真的是到这个世界的深水之处，我们需要去思想一下，到底什么是有这样的一个可懂性或者这样一个相关性呢？
And not only are we to be understandable, but we have to be measurable and comparable.
不仅我们可以让别人明白，而且让别人可以觉得有关系，我们也需要可以让他可以测量，而且是可以有比。
So that they can say, well, this is good, this is bad, and I want the good.
那所以他们可以来判断衡量说这是好或者是不好，那我想要好的。
Sometimes we do struggle with that. People look at Christians and non-Christians, they say non-Christians is better. That's not a good witness.
对，我们有时候真的有这种挣扎，有人去看看这个是基督徒的，这是非基督徒的，有时候觉得非基督徒的这样真的更好，这是很不容易去接受的。
And what is even worse is sometimes they cannot even compare with us because they don't understand what we're doing.
那有时候更不好的就是他们没有办法来跟我们来比较，因为他们根本不明白我们在做什么。
But if we are called to be a witness, we have to be understandable and we have to be comparable.
但是如果我们蒙召要去做见证的话，
Amen?
我们需要有可比性，可以让别人去衡量。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that means we have to get away from sort of the ankle deep waters that's close to the throne.
那就是意味着是有时候我们需要来离开这个到脚踝骨水面这样的一个水面，然后也就是说要离开所谓的宝座。
And, we got to go a little further away from the throne into the deep waters.
所以我们需要再稍微离开宝座远一点，要进入这个水深之处。
This is a little confusing, isn't it? Don't you want to be close to the throne, to the presence of God?
这真的让人觉得有点就是很混淆，因为你不是很想要靠近宝座吗？
But then again, God tells us to go reach to the ends of the earth, to the deep waters.
但是神告诉我们说，我们要去到那个。
What is important to me, at least in this passage, is not physical proximity.
那对我来讲，至少对我来讲，这个信息它很重要的一点，它至少不是讲到的这个距离的这个靠近。
What is important to me is the connection.
对我来讲，重要的是这样一个连接。
Am I completely still connected to the throne?
我是不是完全的跟宝座？
If I connect to the throne, I will have fresh water that comes that's going to bring life to the place of death.
如果我是跟宝座这样连接起来，我一定有新鲜的活水可以让我带出生命来。
Dr. Russ has a much deeper, a much more exciting teaching on that tomorrow, and just leave it up to him to kind of expound on that.
And Erwin 博士呢，他是在这方面的教导，他会教得更好、更精彩，所以我把这部分留给他明天来。
We got to go to the marketplaces of this world. We got to think marketplace.
我们需要去到这样子就是去到这样子的一个职场的话，我们需要就从职场的角度去思考。
And when we say marketplace, we don't just mean a place of office and a place of doing business.
我们说到职场，不仅是指的办公室所在的地方，或者是一些经商所在的地方。
If you live in this economic system, you are in the marketplace.
如果你活在这样的一个经济系统里面，你就在职场或者市场。
Even if you're a student, you're in the marketplace.
是，即使你是学生，你也是在职场。
Even if you're a homemaker, you're in the marketplace.
即使你是在家持家的，你也是在职场。
Yes, if you're a minister, a full-time minister with a job that pays you, you are in the marketplace.
是的，如果你是一个传道人的话，真的是这样，也支薪水的一个传道人，那你也是在职场。
It is a place where we, you know, occupies almost 100% of our best waking hours.
这是我们这个最佳的工作或者清醒时间的最大量的这个时间。
It's a deep water, but the Lord told us.To bring the fresh water as a witness to these places.
那是水深之处，但是神呼召我们要把这样新鲜的活水来带进去，作为我们的见证。
Okay, so that kind of sets my backdrop for what I really want to speak to you tonight about.
这我刚才讲完这个是给大家设的一个背景，让我真的是来开始谈我今天真的要谈的内容。
Because every one of us,
we have 每一个人
we have a different assignment to be that witness.In the place of the deep waters.
每个人在水深之处都会有一个不同的一份从神来的托付或者一个任务。
Every one of us have a destiny.
我们每一个人都有一份命定。
And the destiny, I define destiny as that dream, that the dream that God has for our lives that's written down in Psalm 139.
我把命定它的这个定义来这样子说到说它是就是神在创世之初，他就来给我们生命中有一个梦想，他是写在就按着诗篇139篇里边那个册子上。
Psalm 139 says that our lives are written out in a book even before one day came to being.
诗篇139篇说到说，我们在世的日子尚未度过，一日已经写在册子上了。
God had an idea of what you would be like when you become that witness into the salty waters of the deep ocean.
那神他老早他就有这样的一个设想一个概念说有一天你要做怎样的一个见证向着这样的一个深水处这样的一些世界的地方
If we want to ride into that exciting part of being that witness
那我们要来成为这样的一个见证是很精彩的一部分是
If we want to be the transformers of culture and preparing for that next coming of Christ
如果我们要成为这个文化的一个转变者，要来预备基督的再来。
Young people, we got to know our destinies.
年轻人们，我们一定要需要知道我们的命定。
This is a requirement.
这是一个要求。
And I use this term destiny markers.
我用这样的一个词叫命定标记。
To sort of describe some of the indicators of how the Holy Spirit flows in our lives.
来，为的是要来描述，就是一些这样的一些标志或者一些记号，就是圣灵怎么样运行在我们的生命当中。
And these indicators often give us very, very clear clues about what our witness will be like.
那这样的一些记号呢，然后常常给我们一些很清楚的这些线索，让我们知道到底我们的生命应该是怎样。
In what realm and what fashion would the Holy Spirit work through me?
就是在哪一个领域、哪一种这样的方式，圣灵会借着我做工。
And oftentimes I see these destiny markers as indicators of the Holy Spirit in the way that He works in us in the marketplace.
那通常我会把这样的。一些这些标记看作是将来圣灵会在这样子的职场来使用你的这样的一些记号。
If God told us to go to the end of the earth,
如果神告诉我们要去到地极。
If God gave us a picture of going into the deep waters,
如果神给我们描绘一个图画，让我们进到水深之处。
You say I never experienced the real power of the Holy Spirit in my life. Man, I don't know if this works.
你会说我从来没有经历过圣灵的这个大能的，然后这一类的。
May I?Present to you this idea that maybe you have to go into the deep waters to see His Holy Spirit really work in you, because that's what your destiny is.
那我在这里是不是可以给你做一个这样的一个陈明说，也许你还从来没有去到深水之处过，
所
以是在那里圣灵才真正大大做工。
To help you better understand this concept of destiny markers, we're going to use it tonight. That's why I want to kind of give you that concept.
为了帮助我们大家来更好的理解我说到这个命定标记是什么意思所以我们今天晚上要使用这样名词所以我刚才需要这样解释
Young people pay attention quit flirting with each other I was a youth pastor for many years so I know what you're doing I can see it from the side of my eye
这个
所以年轻人你要来多注意啊，不要在那边彼此这样子的闹。我曾经是一个青少年的牧师，我现在知道你们在做什么。
You guys got to know your destiny markers.
你们一定要知道你们的命定标记。
And to help you to kind of see this idea, I'm going to bring a few cases.
啊，为了让大家能够明白这样的一个概念，我在这里要举几个案例。
You know, Moses had a few destiny markers that showed before he actually took the Israel into the promised land.
在摩西甚至是在他把以色列来带往这个应许之地之前，实际他已经来显出来他有些这样的命定标记。
What are some of the early indicators?
什么是他一些早期的这些标记呢？
The day he was born, his mom saw him.
他生下来那一天，他的妈妈看他。
And says, "We got to keep this kid."
说我们一定要留住这个孩子。
Something about his destiny.Is great. I'm going to do everything I can to save this kid.
那这个孩子有关他的命定有一些特别特别的那伟大之处，我要做我尽我一切所能要来救他一命。
How many of you will put your kid into a basket and put it into a river to try to save him?
有多少人会把一个孩子放在一个篮子里面，然后把他放到一个河里面，这样来救他
？How about even putting it into a cruise ship to go somewhere to save him? You wouldn't even do that.
甚至你这样的一个游艇、一个游船，你都不会去这样做。
That's how clearly the Moses mother saw the destiny in him.
那就是他这个妈妈这么清楚的去看到这个孩子的命定。
Oh, he sort of got lucky and got into the palace to get trained in the palace.
好像他很幸运的这样就进到了王宫，而且在王宫受训。
Or is that a destiny marker?
或那是一个命定标记呢？
Oh, he has a real passion for justice and to see his people, you know, not be picked on. And so much passion, he killed somebody for it.
你看他真的是有蛮有这样的一个正义感。他看到他的这些人被人欺负的时候，他竟然就是这样去把他杀了。
Is that a destiny marker?
那是不是一个命定
？How about Joseph? What kind of destiny marker do you see in Joseph?
约瑟是怎么样的？你在约瑟身上看到什么样的命定
？From his life, early on from his life, what are sort of the clues that you see in him? That indicated what God is about to do through him.
就在他生命的这个早期，你都看到有哪些这样的一些迹象啊？就看到说神在他生命当中会做一些非常奇妙的事。
What happened to Joseph? Any?
约瑟他生命中发生了什么事
？Hey, I'm opening a consulting company for it's called Destiny Markers. I'm going to hire some people.
我在这里，我准备要开一个资讯的公司，我要在这里要请一些的雇员。所以我要来征求大家的这个意见。
No, I actually didn't. I just came up with the idea here on stage, so don't copy my idea.
我只是刚才想起来的这个，你不要来把我的想法给拿走。
He was a dreamer, huh?
他是一个做梦的人。
Not only was he a dreamer,
不仅是个做梦的人。
But he was very immature about interpreting his dream and telling his dream to the wrong people at the wrong time.
不仅他是个做梦的人，而且他是非常不成熟的，就是来解他这个梦，而且把这些讲给不对的人听，而且时间也不对。
And often, I'll get to this later, but often destiny markers will manifest as disasters in our lives.
之后我会讲到说，真很多时候这个命定标记会在我们生命中带来很多的灾难。
Everywhere he went,
他所到之处
whether he was in his father's house,
不管是在他的父亲家里
whether he was a slave,
或者是做奴隶
whether he was in prison,
或者是在监牢里
and then eventually over the kingdom,
最后他是在掌管一个国家
this guy always got on top of the administrator,
他总是好像是这样的一个行政管理的这样的一个高位
they always gave him a copy of the key.
他们总是好像拿一把钥匙拿给他。
He always have all the passwords.
他总是可以把所有的密码拿到。
For IT lingo, he's a root administrator everywhere he goes.
那对于你们这些搞信息技术的这些专家来讲，他是好像这个管理员大师，他到哪儿都可以这样直接进入。
And that's a destiny marker.
这就是一个命定标记。
And it's important when we can take those destiny markers and begin to extrapolate, you know what that word means? Extrapolate into a kingdom assignment.
那 当我们可以来抓住这样的一些命定的标记，然后我们可以把它从中这样抽出来，然后上升到一个这样的一个国度的高度。
Am I talking like a college professor?
我是不是像大学教授这样谈话？
Well, I'm not. He is. Dr. Russ is a college professor, right?
他是一个大学教授。
But get used to it. You guys gonna need it.
你要习惯一下，因为你需要。
Well, I'm gonna give you something more personal.
啊，我在这里要讲到更个人的一些。
It's another case called Mr. Twenty. Guess who Mr. Twenty is?
啊，另外一个案例就是二十先生。你猜二十先生是谁？
I'm not gonna. Who's Mr. Twenty?
谁是二十先生？
You're looking at him right now.
你现在正在看着他。
What happened to Mr. Twenty?
到底在二十先生身上发生了什么事？
Well, I see these as destiny markers in my life.
我在我自己的生命当中看到这样的一些命定标记。
And these are the markers that I'm looking at that I feel the Lord will work through me in the coming years at a greater and greater level.
那这就是我看到的这样的一些标记呢，就好像神会借着我，而在这样开始一直在不同的层面这样子的提高啊，然后在一个更大的一个范围去做事。
These are some of the experiences that I had as I was working in the deep waters of this world in the marketplace in the Babylonian system.
这些经验呢，是我个人曾经啊这样子的经历过的，是当时我在啊这样的深水之处，在这样的一个职场，也在巴比伦体系工作的时候。
There are three distinctive markers.
有三个非常鲜明的啊。
And before I go into those markers, I'd like to tell you, it's 9:19, so some of your children might be really anxious when they come up.
讲这个这样的标志之前，现在是9:19，如果需要接孩童的话，可能要需要接一下孩童。
I have about 10 more minutes, okay?
我还有十分钟啊，还好哈。
Are we all right?
可以，还可以啊。
Do we need another dance? No? Okay, so if you need to go get your children, that's fine. I won't be hurt.
啊，你需要去接孩子的话，尽管去，我不会受伤的。
So in the one of the first destiny markers I had was when I was working for Intel, this company called Intel. You guys heard of it before?
啊，我是其中一个这样的一个命定标记，就是当时我在英代公司工作的时候，你听过英代这个公司吧？
And I actually happened to work on a project that was a new product that was they were launching something completely different from their core products.
那我当时呢，刚好公司要这样子整个上市一个新的一个产品，就是以前从来在市场上没有过的。
And I gave them some market I gave them some market strategy on the product.
那就这样的一个产品呢，我来做了一些市场战略的一些建议。
And I kept up with this product over the years because it had some very prominent names.
哦，那这样的一个产品，我这么多年也一直在跟踪哈，因为这现在它有些它的一些产品的名字实际是非常这样子的醒目的。
I didn't think they would be very successful with that product because it was so out of their realm.
在当时我并不觉得这个产品会非常的成功，因为它当时不在它当有的领域。
And over the years, I saw, oh, this product is doing pretty well. I mean, it's going into different realms, and they're beating competitors. Wow.
那么这么多年来，我一直在观察，说，哦，这个产品一直还真的是非常不错嘛。然后它进到不同的领域里面，而且来击败了他们的这些竞争对手。
God, did you bless them through me? I don't know. Maybe.
神，你是不是借着我来祝福他们？我也不知道，也许。
But then I worked for another company called Samsung. You guys heard of Samsung?
那后来我就为另外一家公司工作，它叫三星公司。你听过三星公司？
I'm a very faithful consumer, very faithful customer.
我是一个非常忠心的他的一个客户。
And I spent a few years with their handset and also their semiconductor company. Again, giving them, you know, market strategy.
啊，我在那里又是负责这样的一个市场策略，是在做他们这个半导体，还有他们这个手机的市场。
This is about 12 years ago.
这是12年前的。
And 12 years ago, Samsung was unheard of in Europe.
哦，在12年前，在欧洲从来没有听过三星这个牌子。
And in the U.S., only a few people had Samsung, and they thought that this is an inferior product.
啊，那么在美国呢，大家也都很少有人来用三星，因为他们觉得它是一个不是最好的一个劣质产品。
And their instruction booklet was still in Korean.
哦，那他们的这些说明书呢，甚至是用韩语。
And at that time in Samsung, their chairman says, "We one day are going to beat Sony."
那在当时呢，三星它的这个总裁就说，有一天我们要打败索尼。
And we have, because we have great market strategists here.
因为我们有更好的市场的策划者在这里。
Well, today I think Sony is very scared of Samsung.
你说今天啊，我觉得索尼非常的怕三星哎。
And they, I think, are on the cusp of becoming number one in cell phones in the world.
They meaning
Samsung.
三星现在我觉得他们在手机方面快要达到这个世界第一名了。
Now, did I bless them because of that? Because did that come up because I blessed them?
是今天有这样的结果，是不是因为我来祝福他们呢？
Maybe. I mean, it's a little bit more direct than Intel.
那在英代公司呢，这个结果更直接一些。
But I'll still take that as a destiny marker.
但是我还是要把这个接受下来，作为我一个命定标记。
And then the third destiny marker that I had was Mr. 20. And this one I cannot deny that it is God's hand on me.
那第三个我把这样看的命定标记就是我 这个是我绝对不能够否认是神的手在我的身上。
And this was an experience in a semiconductor company.
这个二十先生是在一个半导体的公司。
It's a pretty large company for semiconductors. You know, yearly revenue is about $500 million.
那这是一个挺大的一个半导体的公司，它的年销售额差不多是有5亿。
Couple thousand employees all over the world, couple hundred product lines.
差不多全世界有did you say couple hundred?
Couple hundred product lines.
有几百项这样的一个产品。
By the way, I am really a pastor, even though I talk like.
顺便跟你们说啊，我其实是一个牧师，虽然我谈话是这样的。
I just want to, you know, make sure that you guys know I'm a pastor.
我是就是让你们知道我是一个牧师。
But why did they call me Mr. 20? So, well, some of my friends kind of joke call me Mr. 20.
为什么他们叫我来二十先生呢？我有些朋友这样开玩笑的叫我二十先生。
Right before I left the company.
在我离开这个公司之前。
My product lines.
我的负责的这个。
The stuff that I took from A to Z, my babies.
是我从 A 到从头到尾是我养育出来这些孩子们。
All the products that I bless, like my father would bless.
所以所有的我祝福过的产品，就像我父亲祝福的一样，但是我真的有这样祝福。
And I told God to bring that death, the Daniel anointing on me to be the witness in the marketplace.
我来求神把这样的一个但以理的这样的一个恩膏降在我的身上，让我可以在职场做一个见证。
And to do it through my babies, my products.
来借着我这些宝贝的产品。
And my products was bringing in 20% of the company's revenue.
那我负责的这个产品就带入了这个公司20%的营销额。
Over $100 million.
真的是一亿多。
And profit is even higher because our product is much more profitable than other products.
那个它的利润还更高，因为它这个盈这个利润比其他的产品还要再高。
And we did this.
那我们这样做到了。
Because we were able to break into the Taiwan's market.
我们当时要打入台湾市场。
And going from 3% market share.
我们要在从原来3%的市场占有率。
In 3 years, we achieved 75% market share.
3年之内，我们达到了75%的市场占有率。
I will tell you tomorrow morning.
明天上午，我再告诉大家。
How I did the Mr. 20.
我怎么样做到二十千？
So you have to be here for me to tell you how we achieved 20%. How we achieved 75% market share.
所以明天上午你需要来这里才能听到我怎么样达到75%的市
场占有率。Yes, it has to do with the water of life flowing.
是的，它确实是需要有生命水的河来流淌。
The Lord will bring to His people solutions to some of the world's toughest problems.
神会把一些问题的解决方法带给他的这个百姓，这些问题是世界上最难解的问题。
Even from a boss who wants to go from 3% market share to, at that time I thought only 20% would be good.
甚至是借着一个的这个老板，他希望把这个市场占有率从3%能提高到，当时我想的最好就是20%已经很好了。
I'll tell you, that solution could not have come from all of the wisdom of the best consulting companies in the world.
我可以告诉你，这样子的一个这样的一个是20%，它是不可能从世上任何的这些人的智慧或者任何这样的顾问的
这样子的见解中出来。 And I will tell you tomorrow how that was done, and this only the glory of God could have done this.
明天早上我可以来告诉大家这整个的这个过程，因为只有神自己的荣耀可以能够做到这样的结果。
So if you were me,
如果你是我,
and then you're looking at all this 10,500 stuff,
那你在看1500这套东西,
you know, getting confused all the time,
然后一直越来越看不明白,
what would you say your destiny marker would be, or my destiny markers would be?
你会说你自己或者我的这个命定标记到底是什么?
And perhaps how God is preparing me and positioning me to be that witness into the deep waters.
也许神怎么样在预备我，或者让把我放在一个什么样的一个位置上，让我来可以成为这个市场职场的这样一见证。
Are all of you beginning to think about your destiny markers now?
我们现在是不是每一位都开始来想，来思想我们的命定标记了呢？
If you don't really have one, you can try what Moses did or what his mother did.
如果你还没有想到一个的话，你可以尝试摩西或者他的妈妈做的。
You can call up your mom and say, "What was the first impression you had when you saw me?" Give me my destiny marker.
打电话给你妈妈说，当我刚生下来，你看到的第一个我的这样的一个标记是什么？命定标记会是什么呢？
But anything that happens is something extraordinary.
那当任何事情发生的时候，看到一些卓越的事。
Or something is set apart in your life.
任何让你跟别人有分别不一样的地方。
Can be destiny markers. These are things that you need to start to take inventory of.
那可以就成为这样一个命定标记，你可以开始把它积累起来。
If you go after them, they'll become more and more clear.
如果你这样一直有用心的去这样子研读思想的话，它会越来越清楚。
But I'm going to give you a twist here, a really important twist. So don't leave right now. If you want to leave anytime, don't leave now.
那我在这里要给就是大家稍微解释一下。那现在不要离开。你如果要有什么事情，现在千万不要离开。
Some of you might be asking yourself, maybe most of you be asking yourself.
我想我们有些人或者大部分的人可能在问自己。
Or if you could ask me right now, you'd be asking me.
如果你现在问，你可以问我的话，你现在一定会在就问我了。You're
talking about Moses, man.
你在谈摩西。
And Joseph, the second in command.
或者你在谈到约瑟是一国宰相。Hey,
okay, Mr. 20 is somewhat impressive. All right.
或者二十先生也是好像令人敬佩。
But my life is a mess right now.
但是我的生活现在是一团糟。
And you know what? No matter how hard I think and how hard I try to conjure, I cannot see anything extraordinary about me.
我不管怎么样去思想，怎么样去想象，我根本就没有办法想到我可以达到那样。
My life is full of anxiety, depression, poverty.
我的生命现在到处是这样，这样忧虑或者是忧郁症。
Not one thing gone right. I cannot have anything that I would be that I would like to share with you as worthy destiny markers for me.
那我现在这一切都我的境况没有一样是对的。那我根本就想不出来一个可以称作命定标记的。
Don't have to raise your hand right now. But how do you feeling like that right now?
你不需要来举手。你有没有有多少人是这样子的？现在就这样的感觉。
Okay, I'm going to take a few more minutes of your time. If that's okay.
我再花大家几分钟的时间，因为我不想太赶着把这个。And if I
follow their direction, I'm going to finish it right now.
如果我现在跟着那听那个大会的这个意见的话，我要现在就结束。
And I look at most of your faces, you're not sleeping, and most of you are interested in this. But I just want to be sure. I want your permission.
我希望能得到大家的许可。I
am serious because I.
我是很认真的。
Shall I continue on?
可以哈，好。
Okay, you say so.
好，你这样说了。
Okay. Well, the last case that I want to really bring to you is the woman at the well that we talked about on Wednesday night.
那最后一个案例就是我要讲到的，就是井边妇人，是我们昨天晚上所讲的。
Even if you cannot identify anything positive or extraordinary in your life, which may be biased,
即使你没有办法想到你生命中有任何卓越的地方，或者你可能有一些偏见偏差。
You know. Destiny markers can be very positive as well as it can be very negative.
你知道这些命定标记可以是非常正面的，也可以是非常负面的。
If you were here on Wednesday night, do you remember what I said about the woman at the well?
你记不记得昨天晚上我礼拜三晚上我说那个井边妇人，我提到什么？
What was her destiny markers?
什么是她的命定标记？
She came to the well, a complete mess.
来到这个井边，生活一团糟。
What were her destiny markers?
那什么是她的命定标记呢？
She had five husbands.
她 已经有过五个丈夫。
The one that she has right now, she's just messing around with.
那现在她这个，她也只是跟她在一起混而已。
You say, what kind of destiny marker is that?
你就会在想说，这是什么命定标记呀？
What kind of person will have had five husbands in that culture?
什么样的人在那种文化里面会有五个丈夫？
I mean, it takes a lot of work to do that.
你知道，也需要很多努力才能达到。
And then now you're maintaining a sixth person.
然后你还能够留住这第六个。
And then when this stranger of a Jew come and talk to you, and you sit there striking up a conversation with him, like, you know, maybe he's the seventh.
这样的一个陌生的犹太人来到你，你就开始跟他一段对话，好像都要成为这第七个了一样。
That's complete counterculture to that time.
这是当时与当时的文化是大相径庭的。
Not only that, she's a Samaritan. She's not supposed to talk to a Jew.
不仅是这样，她是个撒玛利亚人，她根本就不应该跟犹太人对话。
What do you see that as destiny markers?
那你在这里看到什么是她的命定标记呢？
She is probably an extraordinary networker.
她真的一个很卓越的与人建立关系的人。
She probably has some extraordinary gifts of just connecting with people.
她真的有一些很卓越的这些恩赐，就跟别人建。
And not only being physically attractive to them, but you know just being attractive as a person.
她不仅是外表好像很有吸引力，她这个整个的这个人就很有吸引力。
Like I said, you know, Wednesday night, I said that if I want to have a party or something, if I want to gather a big group, I call her up and tell her to get all my friends over here.
就像礼拜三晚上，
and her friends.
如果我想家里再大开这样一个宴席的话，我可能就打电话给她，让她可以把所有的我的朋友、她的朋友都邀来。
She can probably make friend in 30 seconds.
她可能30秒就可以交一个朋友。
It'll probably last 30 seconds, but she's got that destiny.
那也许不止30秒了，但是她真的有这样的一个命定。
What happened when Christ touched her with that water of life?
当基督用生命水这样触摸她的时候，发生了什么事？
What happened to the purification of her gifts?
那当她的这个恩赐被净化了之后发生什么事？
In the past, she used it to get love and to get five husbands.
那在过去，她就用来去得着爱情，就得着五个丈夫。
But now, she left her water jar there.
但是现在呢，她就把她的水罐就撇下。
That is also a destiny marker, but we won't go into that now.
这也是一个命定标记，我们现在不去讲它。
And then what did she do?
那她后来做什么呢？
Ran into town.
然后她就跑到城里。
And used her gift of connection.
然后就用她与人连接的这个恩赐。
Brought the entire town to Jesus.
然后把整城的人都带到耶稣面前。
Turned Jesus, turned the town upside down.
然后就把整个城来翻转。
She also turned Jesus' agenda upside down because Jesus didn't change his agenda.
因为把耶稣的日程表也整个翻转，也改变了他的日程表。
God was going there to just have a drink.
那神本来要去那里只是喝一口水而已。
But now God says, you know, I like it so much here that I'm going to stay two more days.
那神后来说我真的是太喜欢在这里呢，我在这里要再住两天。
And she didn't even go through a discipleship class.
她甚至没有参加她的门徒训练课程啊。
And this happened within a few hours.
这只是几个小时内就都发生了。
And she had no idea in that morning what's going to happen to her.
她在那个上午根本不知道会发生在她身上什么事情。
What are your destiny markers?
什么是你的命定标记？
You know, it's not, you don't have to be a high-flying Mr. 20.
你不需要是这样的一个高级的二十先生。
I have some very negative ones too that I'm not going to share with you today.
那我实际有一些非常负面的，我今天晚上不会跟大家讲。
If you have problems with anxiety,
如果你有这个焦虑的问题，
you know, that is also an indicator of how God will elevate you.
你知道这实际上是一个标记，就说到神会怎么提升你吗？
If you have anxiety in your life,
如果你生命中有这些焦虑症，
well, I'm going to ask, how many of you struggle with anxiety right now?
我想问大家有多少人有这方面的挣扎，焦虑症的挣扎？我们来诚实一点。
If we're thirsty, we will get the water.
如果我们口渴，我们会得着这份水。
As a destiny marker, what do you think anxiety indicates?
那作为一个命定标记，你想焦虑它代表什么？它会表明什么？
I think a person with anxiety would be a person with great sense of discernment.
我想一个容易焦虑的人，他是很有这样一个察验或者这种分辨能力的人。
I know children with great You know, with severe anxiety.
我知道孩子是带很严重焦虑症的。
But they're so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. They see and perceive everything.
那他们对圣灵是如此的敏感，他们可以看到，可以感到所有的东西。
What if they drink the water of life?
如果他们喝了生命水的河，会怎样？
What would that anxiety turn into?
那这样的一个焦虑症会转化成什么？
We must identify our destiny markers, and we must let the water of life come and immerse it.
我们必须去找到我们的命定标记，我们也必须让生命水的河来触摸我们的生命。
How about depression? What do you think depression is as a destiny marker?
忧郁症，你觉得它要做一个命定标记，它可能是什么？
Are you guys kind of getting the swing of this? No, not yet.
大家现在是不是开始可以了解一点？
Anybody? What do you think depression?
如果你想忧郁症，它会代表什么？
If you struggle with depression, what is that as a destiny marker?
如果你有忧郁症这方面的挣扎，你想再做一个命定标记的话，它是哪方面的？
Could be compassion,
可能是怜悯
and sensitivity,
或者是很体贴。Good.
You know the devil is here to kill, steal, and destroy.
你知道魔鬼在这里要偷窃、伤害、毁坏。
To destroy what our destinies?
他要来偷窃，来毁坏我们的命定。
So the best indicator of where our destiny is to look at where he has destroyed.
能够去看到我们的命定的最好的地方，就看到魔鬼在哪些地方毁灭我们。
He's going to give us negative. I'm going to hand it back to him.
他要把这个负面的拿给我，我要把它还回去。
I am not going to leave the store that I paid my merchandise without the merchandise. I'm walking out of the store with my merchandise.
我去到一个店里，我买了一样商品，我不会没有拿商品就走开的，我一定要拿着商品离开。
How about poverty?
那贫穷呢？
What is that? Is a destiny marker.
那贫穷来做一个
Anyone?
这个命定标记，有没有人？
Anyone struggling with poverty right now?
现在有没有人在贫穷方面有挣扎？
Everything that you do just kind of leaks out. You say you can.
好像你做的一切都漏出去了。
Generosity and faithfulness.
你就会很慷慨，很忠心。
These are all spiritual gifts.
这些都是属灵的恩赐。
Know anybody in poverty?
你知道哪些人在穷困中吗？
How about bring the water of life to them?
好不好把生命水带给他们？
How about insecurity?
那没有安全感的，缺乏安全感的。
Whoops. I don't have one for insecurity, I guess. Oh, unproductive and confusion.
没有果效的这些混淆。
Young people, don't use this as an excuse, okay?Don't say, I'm like that because I'm creative and I have an artistic bent.
那个年轻人不要把这个做借口说我现在是这样子是因为我有创意。
Well, I'm
going to
tell you.
或者我有艺术细胞。
I'm going to tell you.
我现在告诉你。
If you're lazy and if you're confused about what you do, you need to drink the water of life.
你如果这样子的懒惰，你那个很混淆的话，你需要来喝生命的水。
Because you have...The creativity, and you have that artistry in you, and we cannot let it go to waste.
你因为你里面有这个创造性，有这个艺术性，神不会去浪费你的。
I think this is a woman of the well.
我相信这个是井边妇人的情景。
A real servant heart, a real connection heart.
她真的是很有服侍的心，也很有去做连接的心。
But when destroyed by the devil, it can become pretty sad.
但当被魔鬼这样毁坏的时候是非常悲哀的。
How about anger?
愤怒呢？
Anybody struggle with anger?
怒气，我们有没有人在怒气方面有一些挣扎？
Raise your hand if you struggle with anger.
如果你在这方面有挣扎，请举手。
Do you know who you are?
你知道你是谁吗？
What are your destiny markers?
你知道你的命定标记是什么？
Don't give it back to the devil.
不要把这个再还给魔鬼。
What are your destiny markers?
你的命定标记是什么？
You have a sense of justice and righteousness.
你蛮有正义感和公义感。
You'll be a good judge.
你是一个很好的法官。
If you drink the water of life.
如果你喝生命水的话。
Anybody struggle with being a controller?
有没有人这样非常喜欢掌控的这方面的挣扎？
Am I speaking about people here right now?
控制欲很强。
Are you relating to this?
你们能不能跟自己联想起来呢？有跟自己联系起来呢？我在说大家吗？
Excellence and success.
卓越和成功。
These are your bent. These are your indicators that the way the Lord has designed and created you.
这些就是一些标记，来说到神是怎么样设计你、创造你。
And if you live according to His story,
如果你按着他的故事版本来生活，
you'll be the person in the body to bring about excellence and success in everything that we do.
你就会在这个基督的身体里面带下一个卓越，带下成
功。You'll be the quality control.
你就会做质量检查。
Last one，
最后一个。
And then the rest of them you're gonna have to pay me to tell you。
接下来这些你不需要来付我钱，让我来告诉你。
Stubbornness，
这个是顽固。
And violence，
暴力。
Know anybody like that？
有没有认识这样的人
？Let's not talk about violence. Let's talk about stubbornness.
啊，我们不要谈暴力，我们说到那些顽固或者固执的人。
I see all of these in my children too. So by the way, if you want to understand your children's destiny markers, you can also kind of transpose this onto them.
你知道这些方面我在我自己的孩子的身上可以看到。如果你希望了解你孩子的命定的话，你也可以这些用在他们的身上。
Who is stubborn or who do you know is stubborn?
谁是很顽固的，或者你认识的人是很固执的人？
Raise your hand if you are stubborn. Raise it up.
举起来手来，如果你是很固执的一个人，你把手举起来。
It is an important thing to get rid of. Oh, what are you guys talking about?
这个是需要一定要摆脱的，很重要的。
This is important.
很重要的。
I really look for stubborn and well, not really violent, but aggressive people.
我是在一些非常有进攻性的人身上看到这些固执。
Why? Because they're important to the kingdom of God.
为什么他们对神的国度非常重要？
Because these people have apostolic leadership.
因为这些人他有使徒性的领导力。
But when the devil takes hold of it, he'll mess it up.
当那魔鬼抓住他这一点的时候，他就会把一切搞砸。
This is why Jesus says that I come to give you an abundant life.
这就为什么耶稣说我来了是要使你生命得丰盛。
Because I want you to drink that water of life, and I want you to take on my apostolic leadership.
因为我愿意你来喝这个生命河的水，我愿意你得着这样使徒性的领导力。
I hope this begins to like really stir things up within you and your family.
我希望这个能够在你自己的心里面和你的家中有一些的角度。
And to start really thinking differently about the negative things that happens to your life.
然后就你生命当中一些非常负面的东西呢，你可以有一个不同的看见，不同的想法。
Begin to understand how important the water of life is to come in.
也开始来想到说这个生命水的河是何等的重要，当它进到你的生命
当中。Because when it does come in,
因为当它真的进来的时候，
you begin to manifest all those good things.
你开始去默想这一切美善的事物。
You will be the most powerful testimonies that has ever lived in the history of this world.
你就会成为这个人类这个世界历史上。真的是最大有能力的见证。
This is what God is raising up in this generation.
这就是为什么神在兴起这个世代。
So, are we ready to kind of land with this?
我们好不好这样可以来结束了
？Let's ask the worship team to.
我们好不好请我们的敬拜团队到前面来
？Does this make sense to you?
这大家有没有道理？能听得有没有道理
？Does this connect you to the Great Commission?
有没有？将你跟大使命联系起来。
Does this connect you to the water of life?
有没有把你跟生命的水联系起来？
Does this connect you to being a witness to the world?
那有没有将你跟这个做在世人面前做见证这个使命
联系起来？ Does this begin to give you focus on how God may work through your life?
这有没有让给你一个聚焦，让你知道神要怎么透过你的生命做工？
And you can expect Mr. 20s and beyond to happen in your life if you can begin to drink water of life in these areas.
如果你可以在这些领域开始喝生命水的话，你可以来期待二十先生这样子的一些成就在你的生命。
I'll give you a little clue about tomorrow's talk.
明天上午的这个讲到，我给大家一点点线索。
I drink only a small gulp of the living water to give Mr. 20.
我只是拿生命水的河喝了那么小小的一口，最后就成了二十先生。
As I look back, it wasn't even that impressive.
我这样回过头来去看的话，真的也不是让人多么敬佩的一件事情。
In terms of just drinking that water of life.
就是说到在喝生命水这方面。
So imagine if you can start drinking this water of life in full force.
你要想象一下，如果你开始全力的去畅饮这个生命水的河。
What it can happen What can happen to your life?
在你生命中会发生怎样的事情？
Beyond what has happened to the woman at the well.
那可以超过这个井边妇人的经历。
I just want to set expectations in your heart right now.
我现在就是要来在你生命当中设立一些期望。
To number one, to thirst for revelation.
第一是要渴慕启示。
About your destiny markers.
就是渴慕明白你的命定标记。
And number two, to thirst for restoration.
第二呢，就是要渴望得着恢复。
In your destiny markers.
在你的命定标记方面
so that you can begin to bring all of these things before the Lord as a living sacrifice
以至于你可以把这一切献给我们的神作为活祭
just like the way we spoke this morning
就像我们今天上午这样讲到的
the living sacrifice is flowing contrary to the world
这样的一个活祭它是逆流世界而行
can you bring up the last
最后我们
The river of life flows contrary to the world.
那生命水的河，它是与世界这样逆流而上。
So if you want to start to move into this realm of destiny,
如果你开始要进入这样一个命定的领域的话
，and begin to understand what it means to be that witness.
然后开始去明白到底是怎么样成为见证。
In the deep waters of this world.
在世界的水深之处。
God only give you one requirement.
神就给你一项要求。
You have to thirst for it.
就是你需要去渴慕。
I have stubbornness.
我很固执。
And sometimes violence.
有时候很暴力。
But I want my apostolic leadership calling.
但是我要得着我的使徒性的领导力。
God, I'm poor in spirit. God, I am poor in spirit.
神啊，我在灵里是贫穷的。
我是虚心的。
我是虚心的。
I want to be blessed.
我要得着祝福。
I want to drink that water.
我要喝这个水。
That's the only thing God's asking you for this evening.
神今天晚上向我们的要求就是这一点而已。
So I'm just here to set the expectations.
我在这里只是给大家设立一个期待。
Of what God can do in you.
就是在神在你生命中可以做什么。
And what God wants to do so badly in you.
神是这么迫切的愿意在你的生命当中。
So we can become transformers of the culture of this generation.
以至于我们可以在这个世代成为。就文化的转变者。
I don't want just to be Mr. 20. I want to be Mr. 1000.
我不想只做二十先生，我想做一千先生。
I'm going to drink that water like nothing.
我要这样痛痛快快的喝这个生命水。
So, let's go into time of response.
我们好不好来有一段时间回应。
Feel free to bring your children here to just kind of soak into this.
尽管把你的孩子带来，可以一起浸泡在
soak in this environment of destiny.
这样的一个命定的一个氛围当中。
Destiny markers don't only apply to individuals.
就这样的命定标记不只是适用于我们个人生命。
They also apply to families.
也是适用于家庭。
Churches.
教会。
Companies,
公司
a city,
城市
even a nation,
甚至一个国家
Let's start with our families.
我们先从家庭开始
So feel free to bring your children.
今晚把你的孩子带来
And let's see how the Lord is going to impart that water tonight.
我们看神今天怎么样来分赐这样的生命水
So if you want to drink something,
如果你希望来喝到一些
I invite you to come and just drink.
我邀请你到前面来，来畅饮。
We set the expectation.
我们已经设立了这样的期待。
And then we'll just let the Holy Spirit do His work in you.
我们要让圣灵来做他的这一份工作。
So I invite you to come up if you like.
好，我邀请你到前面来，如果你愿意的话。
You've been doing that many times this week.
这星期呢，已经多次这样到前面来。
But every time you come up is a different water.
但你每次到前面来都是一个不同的水。
And let this water be one that restores your destiny markers.
让我们今天的水是来恢复你生命的命定的水。
So Holy Spirit, we ask.
圣灵，我们求你。
That you do your mighty work.
做你大能的工作。
Your mighty work of restoration, healing.
做你恢复医治的大能的工作。
Just as you've done to the woman at the well. Let that just be a small prototype for us. You come and you overwhelm your people. You come and overwhelm your people. You come and surprise them. You come and take them beyond what they can imagine. Let the people take back their destinies. Let the people take back their destinies. Let the water of life flow. Let the water of life come. Let the expressions of thirst be lifted up. Let's go into time of worship and see how the Lord leads us in this time.
Let's go into time of worship and see how the Lord leads us in this time.